To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get to our guy, Brian Hoyer, it's time to give away another gift.
Folks,
it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My boy squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right, the caller number 10 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937, and you can win yourself an autographed football. Ted Johnson has worked his way over the tree. He's shaking it. He's going to start unwrapping it. It put up quite a fight last time he did this. He's a loud unwrapper. Reminder that customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. Ted Johnson, what's on that ball you just opened?
It's a good one.
What do you got?
I can't read it exactly, but if I had to guess, it reads Drake and May.
Oh.
Drake May football Drake for the May folks. Football.
Wow. That's about as good as you can get, question mark?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could there be a better option out there?
I've heard. Know.
Steve Grogan is pretty sweet in this market.
I've also heard that somebody was stacking the footballs for the rest of the week, and they thought one was a little underinflated. That one might be set for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying if I were you, I would know the play call given out by the Greg Hill Show tomorrow morning, and I'd be listening here on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow at 4:30 as we'll give another football away. But right now we go to the guest line. It's time to talk to a former Patriots quarterback, Brian Hoyer. How are we doing this week?
What's up, B?
I mean, are you guys just rubbing it in my face that you're giving away signed quarterback footballs and didn't ask me to sign any? I mean, it's a little rude if that's me.
Hey, you want to sign one, send
Hoyer.
It in. We'll give it away.
That's such a good point.
Ken
Dotler. I know definitely Andy Hart doesn't want one of those.
No, man, you could sign it, like all the different signatures for all the teams. I think that would be an awesome collectible, man.
There you go. I'll put every number on each for each team,
right.
The number that I was with a different signature.
Do you have a good autograph? Because Drake was actually admitting yesterday when we talked to him that he might need to work on his autograph, change it, make it a little cooler.
I suggest
you think
he
so?
Works on
he said he's going to. He said he's going to change it.
I think
it.
He should. I don't know. Brian, have you seen his signature? What do you think?
I haven't. The one that I've seen that really baffles me is Hunter Henry, because there's not an H in the entire signature, although his first and last name both start with H. I'd like to say mine's pretty respectable.
Okay. So the Patriots had the bye weekend. And if you pay attention to things like MVP odds or power rankings, they took a little slip back. Everybody likes the Rams again. They like Matthew Stafford again. If you were still a member of the New England Patriots, what took place this week and how do you get back the momentum that maybe took a little hiatus?
Yeah, I think I was talking with David Andrews about this today and just like, you know, physically, yeah, you can get some recovery in, and it's nice to not go out there and move your, you know, batter your body, especially if you're a guy who's hitting. But it's more about the mental and emotional break that you get. And we kind of joked, like, even if we took a staycation into the city in Boston, just to, like, get out of your house and get out of that normal routine to give yourself a little bit of break. Because the one thing I always felt at the bye week, especially when things were going well, was like, yeah, it's great, but I kind of want to get back at it because I don't want to lose what we had. And so, you know, we would always, you know, one time we drove up to Vermont for a night or two and stayed there. So at least you felt like you could get away and then come back refreshed. So I think it's more, you know, it's great for the guys who've been injured. It's another week for them to get healthy. I know I saw Jared Wilson back out there practicing on Monday, but more so for the mental and emotional side and kind of take care of, you know, your personal life matters. Because, you know, the next hopefully 8 to 9 week stretch is going to be a big one.
Hey, Brian, last night on the breakdown, we talked about kind of the best aspects of this offense. And I'm curious, you know, what you think is the kind of bread and butter go-to concept or play that this offense has that they can lean on throughout the rest of this season. Is there a play or a concept that you think is kind of the bread and butter for this offense?
I mean, I don't think we can narrow it down to one certain play. I think the one thing that they do a great job is having plays that are married together. So if they're running gap scheme runs 1 week, then the play action pass tends to be off of the gap yep. scheme. If they're running some zone wide zone plays, then we see more of the boots. And
yep.
I think Josh and his staff have done a good job of recognizing what works best against that particular defense. And so, you know, that's the beauty of a game plan offense is you can be selective of what you think is going to work well. I think ultimately, anytime Drake May is throwing the football has worked well. He's efficient. He protects the football and a good mix. And we saw that last week against the Giants. You know, there's the quick hitting passes. There's the times where they're going to chip the defensive ends and make sure they handle the edge rushers and maybe throw it down the field, whether it's a deep in cut or, you know, I thought Drake did a tremendous job. We talked about it going into the game last week. You know, you're not really sure what you're going to get from this guy as the new coordinator for the Giants. And on the touchdown pass to Kyle Williams, he changes the protection. He signals a route because he thinks the all-out blitz is coming. They kind of bail out of it, and he goes to the one-on-one and gets to Kyle Williams. And so it's just him going through the process of what to do and executing it, and it's been tremendous.
Brian, did you ever get geeked up to play against another certain team or specifically another quarterback, like the way I imagine it would be hard for Drake May not to, given the theater that him versus Josh Allen would be, what the stakes are, and the fact that he's been compared to him his whole NFL career?
Yeah, I think, look, there's always a little bit of when you're going against another quarterback that maybe you respect or you emulate or whoever it might be. And I'm not trying to speak for Drake. I think for me, in my own right, like, you know, when I was in Houston, I played against the Patriots and against Tom, and that was a game that I wanted to perform my best in. So I'm sure, you know, Drake is feeling the same way. But ultimately, you know, you're not playing against that quarterback, right? He's on the field when you're not and vice versa. And so for me, it was always trying to focus on what do I need to do to obviously execute our offense, hopefully maybe keep the ball out of his hands a little bit more and be efficient and have longer drives. I think that would really help the Patriots win this week is if they can have some of those 12, 14 play drives that take 7-8 minutes off the clock, because as we saw with Josh Allen this past Sunday, he had another performance that reminds you of why he was the MVP last year, right? So, you know, offensively, you might think, yeah, it's great to hit these deep passes, but I think there's an element of gamesmanship and how you want to play this week and try to have some drives that keep Josh off the field.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, we always hear about self-scouting during the bye week mm-hmm. and maybe breaking some tendencies and things of that nature. But is there also a balance of you hit the bye week having won 10 games in a row, you're 11-2. Maybe we just do what we do, like let's not overthink it. Is there sort of a balance there of breaking tendencies but sticking to do what you do well this point in the season?
Yeah, it's all of it. And actually, I would encourage people, last week on the bye week, we actually had Josh McDaniels come in and we interviewed him for our podcast that'll drop tomorrow, the Quick Snap podcast. And we, you know, having been in the meeting room with Josh, Josh is the best at self-scout and he's brutally honest too. And David kind of joked with them like, yeah, you know, come in and you'd show, all right, we're really good at these runs. We're really good at these runs, but we stink at these runs. And we really either need to get better or just scrap them and say, we'll work on it in the offseason, especially with where they're at. And so he's very honest. He's very self-critical of where the offense is. And you always, like you said, the things you're doing great, you're going to continue to do them and dress them up in different ways. You know, so teams aren't always seeing the same look. The things that you feel like you're doing okay but can improve on, you're going to work on those things. And then there's certain things that you just say, look, it hasn't worked all year. We've tried to do it several different ways. We're scrapping that. We're getting rid of it and cutting the fat, so to speak. So he does a tremendous job of that. I've been in those meetings, and I would expect them, you know, to add some wrinkles to the things that they've done really well.
So, Brian, we've been talking about the Chiefs. You know, it feels as if at least, you know, the Chiefs are done for this year, just 6-7. I can't imagine a scenario in which they, you know, maybe they get to the playoffs. I just can't imagine them doing much noise. But it just feels like the time might be winding down for this dynasty. And I'm curious just your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes. Do you think, you know, does he have a chance at all to catch, you know, Tom Brady as far as length of career and accolades and accomplishments that Tom did? I mean, he's essentially got to play 14 more years to have the same length of career that Tom Brady had. But I'm just, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes, his mindset, how he approaches?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The game, and do you see him ever catching Brady in those accomplishments with him being 8 years into his career?
Well, first and foremost, I have the utmost respect for Patrick Mahomes. What he was able to do early in his career was, I mean, quite other than Tom, was kind of unseen. But I will say this, and obviously I'm biased, there will never be another Tom Brady. There will never be a run of what he did. And I kind of came along in the middle of his career, and we, you know, I wasn't around for any bad seasons of like what the Chiefs are enduring right now. And there's still a chance. I think they have like a 10% chance they could still get in. And that's why you kind of always hold your breath because of Mahomes' magic. But I think he's been forced to do too much. He's pressing. You can see it when he's playing. And I just don't see it. Now, I will say, you know, there was a lull between Super Bowl champions, right? There was like a 10-year drought, but there wasn't, yep, you know, missing the playoffs drought when Tom was the quarterback. I know 08, I still believe they were 11-5 with Castle, but didn't, yep, make the playoffs. But, you know, I saw a stat, which is just insanity. Tom Brady never took a snap as a quarterback where he was out of playoff contention. I mean, when you think about that really puts things into perspective. And so I'm not saying that Mahomes and the Chiefs might reload and have another chance at trying to build it back. But right now, you know, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to happen this year. And having been a part of some of those eras of Tom Brady's career, I just think in this generation, it's too hard. You can't keep teams together the way you used to. And ultimately, you know, the way Tom approached it and then, you know, had the injury and reassessed his entire career, you know, the TB12 method, Alex Guerra, all of those things, I just don't think there'll be another person who could ever sustain that.
All right. You were one of the first people I thought of earlier today when we found out Philip Rivers just signed with the Indianapolis Colts, which, again, Hoyer, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Like, someone's going to reach out. You're going to have, like, did they reach out to you? Would you, like, you got to make yourself available. And also, how do you think this goes for him?
So I did see, you know, that they signed with the practice squad. And, you know, it's a matter of how are they going to play this with him? I look, for me, you know, I could throw. There's no doubt in my mind that I could go in and hop in and throw. I take one hit from a guy like Myles Garrett, I'm just going to lay on the field and they can cart me off. And so that's the one thing, if I'm Phillip, that I'd be concerned. He hasn't been – I looked it up. He hasn't played since 2020. That's 5 years. And look, 44 is still young, and Phillip's a big dude. But, I mean, you're a grandpa, and you want to go out and play in, yep, the NFL. It just seems wild to me, but – Would that be an amazing story if he gets thrust in there and they make the playoffs? Oh. It would just be incredible.
I did read
he was coaching, you know, his son in high school, and they were running the Colts offense in that high school. So it's not that he doesn't know the system. That'll be the easy part.
Before we let you go, Brian, I just want to tell you, if you and Dave go back to Vermont again, I don't know if you get a chance, but the two bye weeks we had in the 2003-04 going into the playoffs, Larry Izzo and I took our wives to a place called Twin Farms. If you've never been to Twin Farms in Vermont, go check it out. Have you been
there? I've heard
of it. Oh, you got to check it out.
I've never heard of it.
Awesome.
I want to go. It's just been trying to find the right time. But, no, it sounds incredible. A lot of people have compared it to a place I went to in Tennessee called Blackberry Farm. Yep. So I'm looking forward to getting up there. That's awesome.
Go check it out.
I believe we also owe a congratulations to you and the entire Hoyer family for a state title victory for Zavarian.
Oh,
yeah, hey, look, I just try to do my little due diligence and help out with the quarterbacks on Mondays and Tuesdays. The kids did an incredible job. Will Wood was absolutely on fire, 10 of 15 for like 342, something crazy like that. Receivers, Christian McIntyre, Dave Shivagato, shout out to them. And then ultimately, St. John's Prep made it a hell of a game, and it got down to the wire, and Zavarian did a tremendous job. I'm proud of that team, and look, I'm not taking any credit. They all did it. The coaches, Al Fornaro, great job.
Al's the man. He's a character, that guy. I've met him a few times. Good dude.
He's old school. You know what? You would love playing for him, Ted, because he's a true throwback.
Yeah, I believe it. I totally see that in him. It's great to see that program doing as good as it's done.
So real quick before we let you go, who are you picking for Sunday afternoon?
Oh, I'm taking the Patriots.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely taking the Patriots. I think we see Drake May get his first 300-yard football game, and I do believe it comes down to another game-winning field goal, and they set it up and send the fans home, hat and T-shirt game, and we'll get to see the reaction in the locker room.
Yeah. All right, Brian, appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, bud.
Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback, and speaking of current Patriots quarterbacks, we just unwrapped a Drake May autographed football that is going to David B. from Plymouth. You got yourself a Drake May football. Also, with what we talked to Drake about yesterday and that he might update his autograph, couldn't that make these early autographs more rare if he changes it in his second season, then wins the MVP, and you're like, I got one of the originals. I got before he was big time, before he was putting MVP or his number on it. So this is a special collectible. And reminder, you need to have our play call tomorrow morning, 7:30 on the Greg Hill Show. They're going to give away a football. I think it's a really cool one. If I were you, I'd be listening, and I would call in with the play call that is Ringo 5. That's Ringo 5. You need that tomorrow morning, Greg Hill Show, to win yourself a very, very important autographed football. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to react a little bit to Brian Hoyer and some of the things he said. I was most interested with his comments on Josh McDaniels and self-scouting. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.